The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider, Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub on the other side of the county. You know who else is back? Our friends at Black Rock Bar and Grill. And they want you to know they are hiring. They're accepting applications for various positions in both the front and the back of the house. And now our friends at Black Rock are offering a $600 signing bonus. If you or someone you know is committed to quality, to people, and the total guest dining experience, then you or they could be a good fit for the Black Rock family. Skip the hassle of working downtown. Black Rock Bar and Grill is just south of I-94 on State Street, where parking is ample and free. To apply, go to workforblackrock.com. That's work, the number four, blackrock.com. So we've already talked about Quiddy landing in the first round with the Indianapolis Colts. Then you go down to the third round, and you got Nico Collins going to the Houston Texans. Love the pick. I mean, I think, man, Ambry Thomas going in the third round to the San Francisco 49ers, Mr. Weintraub. San Francisco did their homework. I thought for Ambry, the third round, I said this earlier in the show, I thought that he's a first-round athlete. I think he's a first-round talent. His ceiling in this draft was the third round. For all the reasons that we talked about before, it just, you know, he was a year removed from that colitis issue that was discovered prior to his junior campaign and had a good season despite that. But I think that they, you know, maybe the scouts, the analysts would have wanted to see him perform a year removed from that. Could he have taken this game to another level? I think he would have. I thought he was going to be an all Big Ten, potentially an all American performer last year. Had he come back, the absence of that is going to leave some lingering questions, which would push him down to the third round. I thought that, you know, the scrutiny would be even greater. And they say, you know, they would depress his value even more, probably be a fourth or fifth round pick with his ceiling being a third round pick. The 49ers did their homework, took him in the third round. That is an outstanding pick. I think he will still perform higher than that. Then we go down the line, Mr. Weintraub, and talk about some of the other picks. You've already spent a lot of time talking about Ben Mason and the fit with the Baltimore Ravens.
Sam, not every team's going to want to – not every team's going to even have Ben Mason on their draft board, right? Because not every team uses a fullback. But there's a few teams that are out there that use a fullback, and Baltimore, needless to say, is one of them. He is going to be loved in Baltimore. They love the fullback in Baltimore, right? And the fans are going to love him. He's going to fit right in with the team. They have a fullback now, but, you know, you're always moving on to the next guy, it seems like. Mason could have a 10-year career in Baltimore as a fullback and as a special team player. They're going to love him. He's going to fit right into their offense. It's a natural fit. Any team we talked about, any team that has had a Kyle Juszczyk, any team that's had a Picard, who's the Ravens' fullback right now, they're still looking for it. And there aren't a lot of fullbacks in the draft. And Jack Harbaugh went crazy over it. Jack and Jackie were super excited. John talked about that in the press conference after. But not a surprise, Sam. We expected Michigan to have more or less four guys go in the first three or four rounds. They had the four guys go in the first three rounds. And then we expected the other guys to go, about four other players to go on day three. And I love Cam McGrone going to New England. Give him a chance to, you know, get his feet wet and fly around and play defense eventually. He's not going to be asked to do too much right away. He's a guy that's still very few snaps under his belt. I like that fit there. I like the fit of Chris Evans in Cincinnati. They're trying to add more playmakers on the offense, and he's a dynamic playmaker. Plus, it's a hop, a skip, and a jump down 70 and down 75 from Indianapolis to Cincinnati for his family to go see him play. And I told you last week that Cameron Cheeseman, as a long snapper, was going to get drafted. And I didn't think it would necessarily be in the sixth round, but it did happen in the sixth round. And so Michigan, another eight players drafted. It was a good draft for the Wolverines. And all these guys are in places where they can, over time, make whether it's a small or a large name for themselves. Seems like the Michigan guys had good landing spots. And that doesn't happen always either, right? We talk about how you're not always happy after your team finishes a draft. you're not always excited about where your guys go. They don't always end up in places you go, oh, how are they going to thrive there? That happens a lot. And I don't ask myself that question about these guys after this draft. So good draft for the Michigan guys.
Yeah, I love where Cam McGrone landed. You know, Cam McGrone to me, you know, I think that to put him in a defense, and he's first year special teams guy. He is going to be an outstanding special teams guy. But in that defense, you know, to watch Kyle Van Noy become the player that he became in that defense, a guy who they allow to play downhill a lot, a guy who can also be utilized as a blitzer and pass rusher. I think Cam McGrone, I think he fits that bill. I think he brings a lot of that speed and physicality to the equation. And you give him some time to get nurtured in the system over a couple of years. I like where he landed. I think he's going to be able to come along.
And familiar faces waiting for him when he gets there.
Absolutely. Josh Uche, I saw him react on Twitter, like, yeah, let's go. And I think that's really going to help him as well. You mentioned Chris Evans, and I know we got to get to a break. Chris Evans, you will identify. There's some older school NFL fans that I know you will appreciate this. Chris Evans, the way that he was described, the way in which he'll be, he's Ronnie Harmon. He's Ronnie Harmon, Ira. That's the appeal of Chris Evans, a running back who isn't he's not a blazing 40 guy, some good speed, but terrific hands. Remember that Michigan originally recruited him as a slot receiver, and we saw that ability, you know, be utilized during his time here in Ann Arbor. Now, they made comments, well, how does a guy like this only get, I think they said, 16 carries? Again, look at the tailback stable that he was in. Of course, he had missed some time. It was credit to him that he was even back on the team at Michigan. That's how that happens. But a guy who can really catch the football, worked his way back, got himself an opportunity in the NFL. And if you're looking for a guy who can catch passes out of the backfield, you'll find few better than Chris Evans. So good for him and good for Ira Weintraub called. He said Cam Cheeseman's getting drafted.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the breakdown, Sam. I need the long snapper breakdown. All right, joke aside, Chris Evans is also, as much as I'm joking with my buddy Chud about this because he's a big Bengals fan, so he's happy that Evans got drafted by Cincinnati. Obviously, I'm not a Bengals fan. They're in the same division as my team. But Chris Evans is so easy to root for that you want him to succeed, whether it's in Cincinnati or anywhere. You just want him to succeed. How much he's put in, how hard he's worked, the things that he did when he wasn't able to be in school, and he knows he put himself in that position, so he fought back from it, and it's very admirable. And so he's an easy kid to root for success. I just hope he does it in 14 games a year and just two not against Baltimore.
Yeah, and then we've already seen some free agent destinations. As Carlo Kemp signed a deal with
Green Bay, yep, and Eubanks to Dallas. We're just waiting on Quinn Nordin if he gets an opportunity to be a camp leg, more or less, is what it's going to be.
We shall see. We shall see. But some nice landing spots for the Michigan guys, of course. And as I said, I think an A grade for the Lions in this draft. We need to get to a break. Coming up on the other side, we got the recruiting roundup. Wolverines on the basketball side of things added a guy to the fold. You shouldn't be surprised. We will get to that and more on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.